guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, here's the thing. You know who really needs to correct? Let me first put this out there. If I say the words me and the word two together at the same time, YouTube demonetizes my video. So I'm going to be using the words me also or also me because YouTube. Anyway, the thing is, the also me movement is never going to go away. It's never going to get fixed until women put a stop to it. Until women start stepping up and telling these other women to knock it off. Because if they don't, what happens is a couplefold. Number one, it makes men say, you know what, there's a lot of risk. When you can just point your finger at someone and say, guilty, on social media, and all of a sudden, just like that, a guy's life is ruined. Many, many very good quality men, many of the men that these women are after, right? The ones of us that maybe have a decent income, that are smart, that are intelligent, that are amazingly good looking, much like myself. Men are going to be going, I'm not doing this, man. No way. Because I'm smart enough to know that it's dangerous. It's not good. And so men start avoiding women. That's problem number one. Problem number two is that until women correct this, a lot of times when somebody says, oh, this happened to me, it went from, hey, we need to believe any woman that says this, believe all, right? All of a sudden, it's kind of like, well, I don't know. So many women are lying about this stuff now that I don't know whether I should believe it or not. And that's a bad thing. That's a bad thing. If women didn't lie about this, then when a woman did say something, we'd say, hey, we need to look into this. But now it's becoming more and more often where we don't have to look into it. I mean, we do, and we should. I'm not saying that we shouldn't. But I'm saying that now it's kind of like, well, we'll see. Because, you know, let's get recording. Let's talk about this Justin Bieber. The French Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber. Two women accuse Justin Bieber of the snuggle struggle. Not the literal one, but just that he behaved badly. Two women have accused JB of doing bad things and shared their respective experiences with the musician to the police. No, they didn't do it to the police. They did it on social media. I've said how bad a precedent this sets, and this is ways that women are trying to garner attention and get views and get clicks and get likes and get victim, I don't know, status or attention by doing this. If it happens to you, go to the police, go to a lawyer and go that route first. But they go this way through social media and it's stupid because, and I'll get to why it's stupid. We'll get there. Anyway, they share their respective experiences with a musician on social media. On June 20th, which is a couple days ago now, a woman identified as Danielle posted about her alleged bad things happening to her on Twitter, detailing how she met Bieber at an Austin Music Festival event in March 2014. My friends and I were enjoying ourselves the entire night, Danielle wrote. A man then approached me and my friends and asked us if we wanted to meet Justin. Of course, we said yes. Bieber hung out with a group for a bit and then invited them all to accompany him back to his room at the Four Seasons. Justin had just made me agree to not say anything to anyone or I can get in serious legal trouble, Danielle, who was 21 at the time, explained. He then asked me to join him in his bed. That's when I asked myself, how in the world is this normal? Danielle claims that Bieber did bad things to her after they consensually made out. Even though she objected to going too far with him, my body felt unconscious, she said. I don't want to go into detail about what happened next. Allison Kay, a representative for Bieber, refuted the claims in a comment to Pop Crave. She said that Bieber was staying in an Airbnb as opposed to the Four Seasons on the night in question and stayed at a different Austin hotel the following evening. I'm sorry it took so long to respond, Kay added. But we wanted to be respectful and address it with real info. On June 20th, a second woman accused Bieber of bad actions. A woman named Candy claims that Bieber's bodyguard invited her up to his hotel room after New York City meet and greet in May 2015, where several people, including Disney Channel star Kyle Massey, were present. Katie made out with Bieber on a couch, but things took a turn when he locked them in the bathroom and began caressing her body. I asked him to stop, she claims, and continued to say that I cannot do this, cannot have intimacy with anyone prior to marriage. Bieber allegedly then did bad actions to her on the bed, but Candy was able to push him and kick him between his legs and run out of the living room. She said that she had to seek mental treatment and attend rehab after the assault. Since Katie shared her story, several contradicting tweets have resurfaced from her Twitter account in June 2015, which is a month after May when she said all this happened. For instance, she wrote she never met Bieber. Wah, wah. Okay, so now we have a follow-up the very, very next day. Factually impossible, Bieber refutes the claim, posts evidence he says is proof that it's false. I'm not going to reread this because it's literally what I ran in the other article, but we'll come down here. Let's see where we... Here's his defense. He says... this article, this is what Bieber adds. This article from 2014 talks about Selena Gomez being there with me, Bieber added, linking to a U.S. magazine article about him dedicating a song at the event to Selena, who the article notes was in the audience. These photos clearly show me on stage with my assistant, side stage, and the other with both of us in the streets of Austin. Afterwards, on March 9th, 2014, he continued, adding a long link to another article appearing to back up his account. Here is the article that shows we didn't arrive in Austin that night from Selena's show in Houston until later that night. And so let me scroll down here to the receipts. So here's the photo. And this was supposedly taking the same day that this other girl said that it happened to her. And see, these photos clearly show me on stage with my assistant, side stage, and the other, both of us in the streets of Austin on March 9th. And this girl said that he was already, I guess, in Houston. So that refutes that. And then, and there's, if you want to look at this, I'll leave links below. And then here's his receipt where he shows he paid for an Airbnb in which he stayed with Selena, not at the Four Seasons, as the girl claimed that he had. And he posts, this is what he posts, the last post about this. Bieber says, every claim of these actions should be taken very seriously, and this is why my response was needed. However, this story is factually impossible, and that is why I will be working with Twitter and the authorities to take legal action. Here's what this, probably most young ladies don't know, is that if somebody decides to, you can sue Twitter for the information of the of her account information. When you post something, unless you're using a VPN, they can probably track your sounds like ISP, your internet service provider, and your IP address. So they can probably find the IP address and find out who the provider is and literally track it right to her house. Unless she posted every single post from a cell phone and never on Wi-Fi, but I doubt that happens. So here's the thing, with all these accusations, with all this stuff coming out, now Bieber squashed this and he's going back after her. But until the law steps up and says, if you accuse somebody of doing this action and we find out that you're lying, we are going to take the same action on you that we would to take on that person. So let's say that I got blamed of doing the snuggle struggle, right? Grape. At that point in time, if I might get, I don't know, 10 years or 15 years, if they find out the accuser is not telling the truth, I mean, with evidence, they're not telling the truth. Okay. Where like an example like this, where you have proof saying, look, I was definitely somewhere else. I have corroboration. I have receipts, so on and so forth. This person is definitely lying. They should get the time in jail for what the person being accused of was. Now, if it's all gray area and there's no proof either direction, then neither person, because you can't throw somebody, into jail for something that you cannot prove that they made up. Okay, so I'm not saying that women that might have had something happen to them, but there's no proof either way. I'm not saying they should be, because we want women to come forward if something bad happened to them. We want men to come forward if something bad happened to them as well. Right. So we are all on the same page, I'm pretty sure here, where if something bad happens to somebody and it legit happens, then they need to be comfortable enough and sure enough to go in and get it corrected. But if you don't have any proof either direction, we're on the same page. But if there is proof, like in his case, where he can show he has a receipt that he was not even in the town this girl makes these claims about, and there's definitely proof, That's it. It's game over. And she needs to get harsher punishment. And the same thing for women that make other false claims. Because until there's more punishment for this, until there's actually accountability for these claims, women can just walk around. I mean, at least according to his evidence, and the woman that made these claims, by the way, has deleted her Twitter account. So that tells me right there something's up, right? But if Bieber has proof that he was in a completely different city, and he's got assistance and receipts, and maybe even Selena Gomez, if she needs to say something, proving that he wasn't even in the same city, how are men supposed to protect themselves against this? How can I say, you know what, I have not left the four walls of this room in 13 years. I'm a major hermit. And somebody just comes out and says, yeah, 4 weeks ago I was at the grocery store and it looked like him, and he's the one in XYZ. And I'm like, I don't know if I have any proof. Do I have anything that clears me? What's to stop me from getting in trouble if we're not making it, where if the burden is on the accused and not the accuser? Let's say Justin didn't have anything to back this all up. Is now he guilty in the court of social media? Which is a huge deal, because now that's going almost further than the law in ruining people's reputations. And you notice, again, this wasn't lawyer first, police first. No, straight to Twitter. We got to stop that crap. We've got to stop that crap. Because as long as women are going to do this, the problem is that if it makes it out there and they're not held accountable for this stuff, then I'm telling you, it's the burden is then on the accused. And if it's going to be on the accused... Sorry, I've got a very sore throat. I've been doing lots of talking today. If the burden's going to be on the accused, we've got something messed up. And we can't have this kind of stuff where he's got to come forward in the court of public opinion on social media to clear his name. We've got this all messed up. And this stuff, it's got to be clarified. Because otherwise, all men are in trouble at all times. And unless you have documents to prove otherwise, the court of public opinion will just... They'll hang out to dry. Guys, if you want to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. The best way you can support me, like, comment, share, subscribe, and check out my older videos. I got lots of fun stuff out there for you. And if you haven't subscribed, subscribe. The more subs I get, the more my channel gets shared. The more my channel gets shared, the more people we can get with some really good information to protect themselves. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, you might even be in a case where you weren't even in the same county with somebody and they may blame you at this point. And if you don't have anything to defend yourself with public opinion, you may already be guilty.